Hey everyone, welcome back to Stop Wasting Your 30s. Today's conversation feels deeply personal because it touches on something we all experience. Our relationship with food. How often do we let thoughts about calories, weight, or good versus bad foods dictate what we eat? How often does that lead to a feeling of guilt, restriction, or even shame around the very thing that nourishes us? I want you to imagine for a moment a world where your relationship with food is based on something different. What if it was about nourishment, joy, and honoring your body's needs? Think about it. How many times have you eaten simply because you were bored or stressed, or even because of social pressure, rather than because your body genuinely craves sustenance? Our connection to food can become so complex, so tangled with societal expectations and our own insecurities. But what if we could untangle those knots and rediscover the pure pleasure of eating? Food is not the enemy. It's a vital part of life, a source of energy, and a way to connect with ourselves and others. When we approach food with a sense of gratitude and mindfulness, it becomes a powerful tool for nourishing our bodies and minds. Think about it this way. You wouldn't treat your car with negativity or fear, would you? You'd want to give it the best fuel to run smoothly. Food is no different. It deserves respect, appreciation, and mindful consumption. So how do we start building a more positive relationship with food? First, practice mindful eating. This means paying full attention to each bite, savoring the flavors, textures, and aromas. Engage all your senses. Notice the colors, the smells, the way the food feels in your mouth. This simple act can transform your experience from mindless consumption to a truly enjoyable ritual. Second, ditch the labels of good and bad. All foods can fit into a healthy diet in moderation. It's about balance and listening to your body's needs. Instead of restricting yourself or feeling guilty, focus on nourishing your body with a variety of whole foods that make you feel good. Fruits, vegetables, lean proteins, whole grains, these are the building blocks of a healthy and vibrant life. Third, honor your hunger cues. Then to recognize the difference between physical hunger and emotional eating. When you're genuinely hungry, eat. Your body deserves to be nourished. But if you find yourself reaching for food out of boredom or stress, try taking a break, engaging in a mindful activity, or connecting with someone you love. Fourth, practice self-compassion. It's okay to have slip-ups or indulge occasionally. Be kind to yourself and remember that progress is not about perfection. Instead of beating yourself up over mistakes, focus on learning from them and moving forward with renewed intention. Now, take a few deep breaths. Inhale deeply through your nose, feeling the air fill your lungs, and exhale slowly through your mouth, releasing any tension you might be holding. Repeat the cycle a few times, focusing on the sensation of each breath. Imagine yourself sitting at a table, surrounded by friends or loved ones. You're sharing a meal that is both delicious and nourishing. Feel the warmth of the sun on your skin, the laughter around you, and the joy of connecting with others over shared nourishment. This is what it feels like to have a positive relationship with food. To savor each bite, to appreciate the abundance around you, and to enjoy the simple pleasure of eating. Remember, you are worthy of nourishing yourself with both kindness and delicious food. Be gentle with yourself, listen to your body's needs, and approach food with gratitude and joy. Carry this feeling with you throughout the day. As you go about your day, think about how you can incorporate these practices into your routine. Choose a mindful moment during each meal, pause before taking that first bite, and appreciate the colors, textures, and aromas of your food. Choose to treat yourself to a healthy meal or snack that truly nourishes your body. And most importantly, choose to be kind to yourself. You're capable of building a positive relationship with food. Start today.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.